going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very... How so?
Well, you guys were in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored... Hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about, but – about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean, unprompted.
All right, there was not a question asked yet.
Nope. Yeah. Hey, how are you? All right. 803-0550, you can give us a ring if you want. He then went on to say that they would have drafted a receiver had it been on the board correctly. And Elijah Moore is visiting today.
Impeccable timing.
Perfect.
Minutes.
Couldn't be better. Elijah Moore. Why? Why?
Right, number one in points.
Is Elijah Moore coming to play fantasy football? All right. Hey, listen.
That is the level of receiver I was just searching for.
Why didn't you trade for George Pickens? Listen.
Like if you had told me on Friday, like, oh, they're not going to draft a receiver in round 4, but they're going to sign Elijah Moore. Oh, fine.
Yeah, right.
He's actually the perfect type, isn't he? He's not, like, great. But he's speed and separation. That's literally what we've been saying they need. What I've been saying they need is just they're one player away on offense. Everything else is perfect. The offensive line is perfect. The run game is perfect. They were 26th in deep ball accuracy last year, or deep ball completion percentage. Just go get one more player that's a little bit faster. And, okay, they're about to do it. Right. What's the problem?
Right, the coach kind of said they needed somebody like that. Anyway, 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. The lesson learned in all this is you should listen to more of the show because Brandon Bean listened for 5 minutes and, you know, claims we forgot about Josh Palmer and Dalton Kincaid's existence. And, hey, it's fine. He came with receipts. He brought receipts, as they say.
Well,
we'll get some calls in on this. John and Alden. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm an over-the-road driver, and I just happen to chime in on, listen to the show a lot, never call. But I was just telling my brothers and my neighbor, Brandon's 100%, that was 100% true. I mean, we don't need offense. We need a defense. The reason we didn't go to the Super Bowl is because of our front four on defense, our back four on defense. I mean, to me, I think that was his best draft to date. In my opinion, and you guys, You got the brunt end of it.
We definitely got the brunt end. The brunt of it.
I think, the brunt of it, for sure. But yeah, I agree with him 1,000%. We don't need another receiver. We were the highest scored offense in the league.
If we can stop
an offense three or four drives throughout the game, we win. So I thought it was a great draft. But I had a call because Jeremy, your reaction to the, you know, when he started to speak spoke volumes. But I love listening to you guys. Anyway, thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. Yeah, I don't think either one of us has said we didn't like the draft or think it's a largely misguided draft at all. It's just a totally fair question about, do you value receiver enough to have passed on it as much as they did? Last year, it's a most receiver-heavy class in years, and they took one. And this year, they took guy in the seventh round, and the league seems to think they need receivers. It's all about measuring you against your peers. Why
they do, to some degree. There's a guy coming today who's had 100 targets in back-to-back seasons.
Right.
There's a player visiting with the Bills. Last year, Khalil Shakir led the Bills with 100 targets.
Yeah.
There's a player visiting the Bills today or whenever he's visiting that had more targets than that each of the last two seasons.
Okay.
So even they're admitting there is some need for it, just as we said. It's crazy.
It's kind of nuts. I mean, whatever.
The other thing that was unraveled there, which is a point that I've been making a lot, and it was interesting to hear Bean's honest thoughts on the turnover differential and not turning the ball over. Because for me, it's been, why do I want a speed receiver? Because I don't think they're going to be as good at not turning the ball over next year. They could still be number one even, or number two. But to be historically great like they were, going 10 weeks or whatever it was without a running back fumbling the ball, no picks, it's going to be so hard to repeat that. And even if you have a couple more turnovers, where do you make up for that to remain one of the best offenses of football? Because I don't think their run game can be much better because it's already great. Their quarterback already does so much. The only area you can really look at is, well, downfield passing. That's where you would make up for it. But Bean kind of said there, like, he talks like they are planning to be that good again at not turning the ball over.
And they might be. I think it's very possible.
They might be.
Listen, the Bills don't have some sort of, they do. They have a lot of things going on. But Josh Allen lifts everybody up. Why are you number one in the league in scoring or number two in the league in scoring? Because your quarterback is amazing. That's why. And if you want to say that, you can own that. Whatever. I mean, I'm still, it's funny. Like what's happening here is there's a lot of imagining we said things that we didn't say and yelling about that. You know, you get in an argument with somebody about something they didn't say. I have a tweet from a person here that says, really disappointed you guys, you know, wanted them to reach for a receiver. You didn't talk about all the players they got. Like, we've definitely been doing that all morning.
Yeah.
And was ready to talk to Bean about that and at the end mix in the, hey, the receiver conversation. But he's tired of it. And he mentioned, like, the media asking him those questions, I guess, during the draft process. He's tired of talking about it. So, hey. When you're the guy that pulled the tab for Josh Allen, I guess you get to walk around and act like, you know, hey, that's on me. It's on my resume. I've got that. And that's a big club to swing. 803-0550. DJ in Virginia. Hey, DJ.
Oh, hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
So I'm so frustrated about that call. Brandon Bean sounded like Kim Pegula when she was talking about Jason Bottrell, and we know more than the fans. Cool. Awesome. You don't got to be condescending, especially when you won nothing. Brandon, this is the third year that we've gone into this season where it doesn't feel like we're the number one contender. I feel no differently that we're going to beat the Chiefs this year. This call was just so frustrating simply because he's acting like he's done something already. He's done nothing. We're riding on the shoulders of Josh Allen. Besides that, his picks are okay. They're nothing special. And this year, he's done nothing to, you know, we beefed up the defense. Great. It'll still probably lose because of McDermott. And when it comes to the offense, when he's saying, oh, you know, we scored 30 points, awesome. You don't stay still. You continue. If you stop and stand still, you die. And we're just going to stop and, you know, this is good enough. That's not okay. You need to continue to grow, get better, and just the condescending is just is such a turnoff. Brandon Bean, you've won nothing.
Thanks, DJ. I mean, listen, they might win the Super Bowl this year. We all think that that is very possible. Josh Allen's amazing. They build an amazing defense. They could win the way the Chiefs won after they traded Tyreek Hill with a bunch of big hit draft picks. Like, I don't know. I'm planning on watching the Bills play the full year and thinking the Super Bowl is within reach. Record that, Josh, so no one can claim everybody thought we were going to be bad on offense. That's not the case. It's not true. And like the point about, you know, fantasy football, this is not, they had a good receiver room. We wanted them to draft three more. We were all kind of thinking like, you know, mid fourth, mid fifth. And like you said, Joe, if they had signed Elijah Moore the day before, like, all right, well, there's a receiver that's, you know, in the mix that's going to be kind of cheap. If they give Elijah, if they sign Elijah Moore and it's like $5 million, that's kind of expensive. Uh-huh. You could have picked up that guy in the draft. The contract would be a total of $5 million. So whatever, there are really good, smart football points to be made about the value of this position without even going to the Justin Jeffersons or the Stephon Diggs at their prime. It's just the value of the position in a passing league. So,
yeah, hey. I don't get the fantasy football thing. Like, I do believe that is something that people in the league just think is bleeding into people's minds and it is poisoning their knowledge of football.
Right.
When, like, again, I don't even understand what the fantasy tie-in is. The Bills, as being pointed to, they were second in the league in points last year. If you're obsessed with fantasy football, you were very happy with what the Bills were last year.
Mm-hmm.
More points is more fantasy. If you had Josh Allen in fantasy, you were super happy.
Mm-hmm.
If you had James Cook in fantasy, you were super happy.
I do.
If you drafted Khalil Shakir in fantasy, you were super happy. Like, I don't even get the fantasy point. They were good in fantasy. I don't know. And one of them was a receiver.
He traded for Cooper. Like, you...
Yeah, that part specifically, it's just, I feel like it always gets misappropriated to, you know, like, not knowing the game or making it about something that it actually isn't about. I mean, you got to what it really is about the money and about, like, the really good critical points about why you invest in receiver, not because you want to have, you know, you want to have Davante Adams on your fantasy team as a Buffalo Bill.
Right, right. We'll get more calls in. Thanks for the calls. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Zach in West Seneca. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Jeremy, I love that. Listen, both sides got a point. I mean, listen, they've been great. But and to the last caller, like, they get all the way there except for the Chiefs. Like, he has won things. They're one of the most winningest franchises in all of pro sports. Like, you can't say that. They win division after division after division.
Yep.
They dominate everybody. But – and Brandon's got to like to stand on, man. I mean, like, they get there and – you know, he did score all those points. The only thing the last caller said that I really liked was you don't stay stagnant. You don't just stay with what got you there. And I am a little nervous. I mean, they took – Sal said it this morning. They took two out and replaced one. And I didn't even like the two that they took out. You know, Cooper and I was hoping more from him. But Matt Collins, who I called the station 3-4 weeks in and said I never want to see him on the field again after he dropped a couple stone hand passes.
Yep, me too.
You know, he builds this team – just like the 2015 Carolina Panthers, year in, year out, strong defense, give or take, or at least they come to play. You know, he wants to be good on the offensive line, defensive line. They're back to running the ball again. It is what it is, man. I don't understand. The criticism is 100% valid. You got Josh Allen 8 years in or 7 years in, whatever the case may be, and we got one prolific year of passing. And they looked at it, and it got them almost to the Super Bowl, and they looked at it and said, nah, we're good here. I mean, like, what are we talking about? They're a miss on Khalil Shakir away from having nobody at receiver. I mean, maybe we get something out of Coleman, but, you know, I think he could do some back shoulder stuff. Maybe he comes in, he's a solid two. But I would even be okay at receiver if I said, well, we got this young guy that's stepping up. I mean, Palmer's our answer. We're going to get Elijah Moore from the, you know, off the heap of the Browns and the Jets. I mean, I get both sides. I love how they've built this team. But to be so ignorant, and listen, I get him. He's got a leg to stand on. But I love the back and forth. The only question I have for you guys is, I caught it halfway. Did he open the segment with that?
Yes.
Or did he say that?
Yes. He opened with that.
Guns a blazing, man.
Yes,
he was
did.
Ready for you.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Zach.
Well, like Palmer and Moore, even, like, I like these players. I like that they're both separators. They're both good route runners. I like those moves. I think more of this, though, is about the need or the want for a guy at the top, right? Because that's not Palmer or Moore. Palmer or Moore are nice role-playing receivers. Palmer might be a little bit more than that, but it's not these ultra-aggressive moves that we're discussing. And maybe you were a little bit more of this offseason. I was less of that. Like, I didn't think they were going to draft a receiver in round one. I had a tough time finding a guy that I really liked. I got the Jack Besh in round two, and TCU was the guy that I ended up liking.
Yep.
So, like, them not drafting a receiver in round four is, to me, not even that big a deal, especially if they're just going to bring Elijah Moore in.
All right. Listen, like, I don't want to make this conversation about us, but what are we? We're just people that talk to fans and bring up conversations. Part of what, like, don't let it be the lie that we spent the day railing the Bills GM for not taking a receiver. It just did not happen. That's not what happened today. We talked about building their defense and the front seven and all that, and took a bunch of calls and things we like about this and, you know, a lot of stuff. It was like, you know, I thought they would have gone receiver earlier, and maybe they just don't value the position the same way that other teams in the league do. Their actions would say they don't. And he heard us bring that up with Sal and got mad about it. And he's mad at the rest of the media for asking questions about receivers as well, I guess. So, I mean, we'll have people on Twitter that don't listen to the station and don't listen to us that much say they just railed on no receiver and disregarded the entire draft, which is not true. It didn't happen. Like, you don't have to call and defend Bean. We didn't come after him. That's it. And we also acknowledge frequently that what we're talking about is how to get them, not how to become a good team. They're a good team. They're a great team.
There's no outcome where they're not going to win the division and win like 12
games.
There's
no disputing that they have a great team and their quarterback is awesome. It's really like all of us trying to figure out, like, what's that little piece that's going to get him over the top? And if he thinks it's those pieces, then that's defendable. There's a lot in there. They did a lot of things that could be the best draft class they've ever had. And I don't want 5 years from now someone to claim that I was mad about it. Because I'm not. I just think, like, yeah, you probably should add a receiver. You should do it. It's good business. It's good business to do it. But he kind of wasn't here to listen. He was here to yell. Michael in Tonawanda. Hey, Michael. Not that he has to listen to me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
I do want to give you guys a lot of credit for how you handled that first off. I think, you know, I was just as surprised as you guys were. Just the way it came in. And you handled it and defeated it professionally. So you deserve credit for that. And if it means anything, I don't think you were railing the Bills GM about not taking receivers. So I think you did a good job. I also do want to say, I think from his perspective, I do understand why he's probably feeling like, what else do I have to do to prove that I know what I'm doing kind of thing, probably from the general public. But at the same time, I think for us, for myself, for you guys, anybody else that feels a little bit hesitant, you know, there is valid concern to ask ourselves, like, what happens if we find ourselves in a situation where we have to trade for Amari Cooper for a third at the deadline again? And that's fine.
Yep.
But I think just us wanting to be ahead of that so we don't get to that point is really all it comes down to. So I can get why he might be frustrated, but I think we're just thinking ahead. There's only so many points we can attack on this topic, and I'm sure you're going to be doing it for the next hour. But, yeah, I think it's just us trying to think ahead more than thinking everything is okay right now, and that's the difference in perspective.
Yep. Thanks, Michael. Yeah, I mean, to the point about just thinking ahead or whatever. It's mm-hmm. He says there's a lot of ways to win, and that's right. That's 100% like one of my takeaways. I don't think, you know, for me, when the Bills decided to go a little more run heavy and six offensive linemen, there was a period of time in 12 personnel, right? They decide 12 personnel is the thing they want to do. They want to go towards more of that. And Ken Dorsey ran the offense, and it was bad. And they switched, and then it was good. So, you know, you can have your plan, and then if it doesn't work out well, you make changes to it. And if it does work out, then you continue to build on it. I didn't think 12 personnel was going to work, and it didn't. And then they made some slight changes to it. They got an offensive coordinator who came in, and it's funny. Like that's the thing. Like everybody knows you're going to get stuff wrong about your own football team, your own draft picks. I mean, I don't know, it's wild. One of the things maybe Brandon Bean does not listen all the time. One of the things I say about him all the time is how good he is publicly. He might be mad about anything, but he's pretty good at just kind of even keel. So
yeah,
it was quite a choice to come today. And I mean, you could say it was directed at us or any, but he referred to the idea of they need a receiver as one of the dumbest things he could hear.
Yeah.
They have one less receiver than they had last year. Like they said they need a receiver. It's the dumbest argument. And they have one visiting today. All right. Brandon in Buffalo. Bean? Brandon?
Hey,
who is this? Hey, Brandon.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Good, Brandon.
First thing I want to just say, and I'm going to stand on this, I just want to say thank you guys for standing up for half of the fans. What majority of the fans that feel the way you feel, based on that we need a guy in wide receiver room, and I don't understand this thing where every year they're basing it off of, well, the year before we did this, so this is going to happen again. So what if that doesn't happen again, and you get the playoffs, you play the Chiefs, and you don't have that number one guy that can make that play to get us over that so we can win that game? What are they going to say next year after that? Same old stuff that we need to focus on defense. And I wasn't going to call him, but really, I had to call it. I'm working right now, and I'm almost out of breath. Are you serious, Bean? He literally said that the conversation about why a receiver is insane. That's insane to say that we don't need a top guy. You're basing it off of last year that we were the number two, number three scoring offense in the league. What if that doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen and we need that one guy? And it's not like we're saying, hey, yo, go out there, Bean, and get two wide receivers in the lead, or get the first one, or get the second draft. At least make it a priority in the third draft or the fourth round. I mean, to act like, yo, we're good. We're good. We don't need nothing in that. And look at the James Cook situation. I mean, come on, it's just ridiculous to not say that, yo. We need a little bit of help on our offense. Everybody I talk to from different teams, that every time I sit down with them, the main thing they always tell me, you guys are not going to get over that edge until you get that one guy that can put you over that edge. And I'm not saying you got to go out there and get a DK Metcalf or a top, but bring somebody in that can help Josh Allen out. How long are we going to have Josh Allen where he's going to be the unicorn that he is? You know what I'm saying? Like it made me like really frustrated to hear them say, that's ridiculous. Come on, Brandon Bean. Like, what if this year our offense or Josh Allen, and I know this would never happen this year coming up, but what if Josh Allen takes a year back and he needs help and our defense is looking good but our offense is not scoring nothing? Now in that whole conversation that he just had looks like, yeah, Brandon Bean, you probably should have went and got some offense help or a wide receiver. I'm sorry, guy. I just really want to just thank you guys and salute you guys for standing up on it, because half of us fans really feel the way you feel. Thank you, guys, and have a good day.
Thanks, Brandon. It's fine. Like he doesn't have to agree. He's entitled to everything he just did. It's fine. I'm just kind of surprised by it. If it's possible for a GM to give his own fans bulletin board material, he just did it. That's really what this is. If they go just as far and lose again, and the defense is good, but they lose 20-17,
yeah,
your bulletin board material is right there. I mean, whatever. Or they could win the Super Bowl, which is totally possible. They're like third in the odds.
Right.
Because they have Josh Allen.
Or if just the receivers, I mean, they win 35-17,
sure,
and it's because Coleman became a stud.
Sure. Sure. 803-0550.
Or Samuel stayed healthy. Yeah, I did bet him to lead the league in receiving last year, by the way.
Curtis Samuel?
Yeah. No one wanted to bring that one up.
Yeah, there are pathways forward. There are definitely pathways forward for this weapons group to blossom even more. We saw it from Shakir, Kincaid, Coleman, Palmer, Samuel. They're all options to do it.
Well, Kincaid and Coleman have to do it, though. Like, they have not done it. They have to do it.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. If you want to give a call, go for it. You can join us. We're chatting about the Bills draft. I, you know, we got set off course. I didn't get to ask him another question I wanted to ask him, which was going to be, do you believe in paying running backs a second contract? That was on the list of things to get to, but
also what he was closer to picking, running back or linebacker.
Yeah,
first.
We didn't get to do that either.
We didn't get to that.
All right, spicy little Monday here, courtesy of the Bills GM. If you missed it, he joined us at 8:30, and he came ready for a fight that we weren't having. That's great, good stuff. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Well, it could be, for sure. It's a you want to do that anywhere, just like corner is as well, which we did that, or defensive line, defensive tackle in particular. As you get to a certain point on the board, you're going, all right, how does this guy help? If there was a guy when we picked at the first round that we're like, yes, this guy's dynamic, he's going to fit here, we would have turned it in. In the second round, we would have done it. We went up and got TJ. Like, we weren't dodging receiver. We were going in, hey, we had the guys stacked where it was. I didn't think it was the deepest class. I'll say that. But, yeah, if it would have worked out, I would have gladly done it. But I'm trying to make sure we got the best team, not the best receiving corps.
Bills GM Brandon Bean. Was that before we even really asked about the receiving corps? We were just on the board falling.
That might have been after the follow-up. I don't remember.
Like, it's...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Anyway, Jeremy and Joe, we'll just get some calls in. Talk about this. Rob in Connecticut. Yeah. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Joe. I said to Josh when I called up, I was like, did that really just happen? I was quite surprised because, you know me, I listen to you guys every single day. And I mean, it's never griping. I'll keep it clean. But it's you guys never gripe. It's just a matter of, you know, wishing or wanting that elite wide receiver. I mean, I'm very happy what we did with the draft this year as far as beefing up the defense. Because if anything, I griped all season last year about the defense not doing what they should have been doing. And that's one of the reasons why we lost some of the games that we did. But, I mean, I have your back. I mean, of course I want that wide receiver, that elite wide receiver that we compare to other teams as far as having that Tyreek Hill or the Chase or the Mike Evans. You know, it's like I'm right there with you, but I was quite surprised. I think you handled yourself very well, Jeremy, very professional. And, yeah, I think fans do more griping than anything. You guys do your job, and you do it very well. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks,
yeah,
Rob.
And he's allowed to come on, and he can call us every week and be mad at us. If he wants to come on every week, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even about elite number one. If there were one out there, I would have chased that. I kind of agree about the group of receivers, the board. There wasn't anyone I really pounded the table for. Maybe Kyle Williams in the third, which
burden a little bit. But nothing. But neither of us was like crazy on Burden.
No, I kind of feel about
it was
the
a
same
weird fit.
I kind of feel about it the same with Bean did, as he says, like, you know, there are a couple times we would have done it, but it just never lined up that way. That's how the draft goes. I know that's how the draft goes. The bigger question about do you value it enough is we are eight drafts in.
Yeah,
you've had a lot, and every time it seems like it takes a little bit of a back seat. Let's go even to last year. Keon Coleman, they drafted the receiver, their first pick, after trading down. It wasn't important enough in that spot. It was, we can move down and get another pick, move up, and then take a guy. Like, that's fine. That would, to me, be an indicator that you're not worried about which one you get. And that's a defendable position. There are successful teams that, well, they're Josh Allen-led teams, that have not household names at the weapon position.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you know, it's funny, like, I wonder if he'll have the same energy everywhere else he does interviews after the draft. Same energy.
About the position specifically?
Yeah.
Because he'll get asked questions about wide receiver again.
Of course.
No
doubt. If he goes on ESPN, if he goes on, you know, Good Morning Football, we didn't even ask the question again. Like, he just came for it. So.
Well, because the answer is going to be similar, I think, is that, you know, maybe the energy's not exactly the same, or the tone certainly would think is going to be different. But the idea that, no, we're good. We're good. Josh Palmer, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's it. It still doesn't add up to me totally because of so many snaps from Hollins and Cooper last year, but they could think more about Tyrell Shavers than I do right now, for all I know.
Hey, I've liked Tyrell Shavers for 2 years, so I'm on the Shavers.
You've been on the Shavers
I've been on
for
Shavers
a
for a while.
They could be more confident that Samuel's going to stay healthy this year.
People forget,
than I am.
Brandon. See, if you've been listening more, Brandon, you know that I'm a bit of a Tyrell Shavers guy.
You have been a Tyrell Shavers truther for a long
That's
time.
Right.
I was an Andy Isabella truther. That didn't go as well.
Nobody was an MVS truther, were they?
I don't think I ever met an MVS truther.
Not a Claypool truther either. Didn't think he was going to be very good.
Again, they probably are going to do things like that. I mean, they're having more in for a visit today. I mentioned with Sal in those final minutes that when we were on with him, last year when they brought in those veteran name receivers that we had heard of before, Claypool, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, that was after the draft. That was in May.
Yeah.
So the idea that they weren't going to add more at that position, like I said earlier this morning, Nelson Aguilar was the name that I was thinking about. Here's Elijah Moore ended up maybe being it. Like, I would have said and had said this morning, I would expect they're going to add veterans at that position. That if something happens to Samuel or Coleman or whoever, that they have no experience behind those top four. And last year you had Matt Collins, and that they were going to want to add somebody that had experience. And they are already on that train. Minutes later.
Yep. Let's go next to Alex in Rockland County. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, guys. Seems like the gun was pointed at the wrong guys. It was very entertaining radio, hence I had a call. So the scenario is you have the league MVP, and you have all this capital. And I feel like we're going back to the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, where you don't – this is why Matthew Golden would have been very interesting if he was available at pick 30. I would have loved to have seen what they would have done. You don't support – you don't strengthen a strength. Right? We have facts, right? The league MVP. Facts, we were top two in offense. Facts that our defense was terrible. I think our Buffalo Bill team got better. I think all of us would say with the offseason moves that we did with Bosa, with Hoyt, and the guy's last name I can't pronounce right now, they're both that are suspended, and bringing Trey back, our defense did get better. But the Buffalo Bills could have, I think we could have done even more. There was some juice, quote-unquote, left on the table that we didn't squeeze out of that draft. And I think that it's very uncharacteristic for him to come like that, and I think he kind of heard the end of a conversation and assumed that it was the majority of what you guys feel. Yep. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Dalton Kincaid, he's still hung up on Kincaid. And if Kincaid is not who he thinks he is, he's in trouble. McDermott appears to have Bean's ear more than Josh Allen. If I'm Josh Allen right now, I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get more support on the wide receiver room. So it kind of goes with the McDermott defense philosophy. Look at what the Chiefs did. The Chiefs, they got Worthy. They got Royal. That's the pick that really hurt me. You know, we had opportunities, and we didn't strengthen our strength and give our MVP the best we could have done. That's my position.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex.
Royals who went to Kansas City in round four. Which, again, like that was the range that I was thinking they might add one.
Yeah.
It was like round four. They had a couple.
Rusty in Ohio. Hey, Rusty, what's up?
Yeah, guys. I've been listening to your show quite a bit, and I'm actually going to take Brandon Bean's position on this. Jeremy, you stated that it was unprompted, but I was listening to the show before Bean come on, and you guys were all hyped up on questioning him on the receivers. And I think what he was saying was that the group of receivers we have, he sees that it's good enough. We've been leading the league in points and everything. And when he mentioned about the fantasy league, you took defense to it right away.
Let's go back and forth here. The reason I take offense to that is because that's an effort to belittle people that think that they need receivers. Like to make a comment right about fantasy football is an attempt to belittle the person you're talking to.
Well, I thought he just said, the way I understood it was, in fantasy football, you know, you may want more receivers and quarterback. I don't remember him actually pinpointing it to one person.
Well, sure. You might say that in fantasy football. Later in the interview, I pointed out a lot of NFL teams are drafting these receivers, and it's the second most valuable position by the salary cap, by the franchise tag. These are not fantasy football points. These are actual football roster points.
Yeah, those be, I think, here again. You're missing the point.
I don't think I am.
And if he built this, you don't have too good a listening skills either.
Okay. Well, you'll try again, Rusty. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, what he was saying was the way he has his team built right now, obviously what you think on the receivers, he don't need to do it.
He's got the lower-end receivers, lower-end salary, so he's good with it right now. But if one come up on the board that he thought would improve, then he would get it.
Right.
But that was it.
That's right.
You guys been harping on him about the receivers all along.
But you're saying he thinks the receivers are good enough. That is the fantasy point.
Again, you lack listening skills.
No, Rusty, we don't
listen.
Rusty, hold on. We don't lack listening skills.
Yes, you do, because you keep interrupting me. Why don't you just let me?
We have been letting you talk, and we'll continue to let you talk, and we'll go through this. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the way he had the team built. And then I actually think another guy said you were professional. I think you were very unprofessional when you hung up on the phone. And then you started talking about him belittling you. I didn't take that way at all, and I don't think he was belittling you. He was questioning your point. You were questioning him. And now here you are on the phone making all this noise about our general manager, and I just think that you're out of place with him. I think you took it all wrong. You got all defensive over everything.
I actually
– So that's my position.
Fair enough. Thanks, Rusty. Again, sure, I guess. The point is –
I mean, we were definitely going to talk about it after.
Right.
We were going back to talking about Deion Walker's combine.
And again, like, this job is not to just say, well, tell us about all your picks. Great. You had a great draft. See you later. It's to ask, why didn't you do this? Do you think about this? How come you did this? How come you did that? That's the job. We come on the air and, you know, see what the Bills GM wants to say to the rest of the fans. And, you know, we can disagree about things. And that's totally fine. You can come on with that energy every single time he comes on. The fantasy football point, I don't think you...
I'm losing my mind on that one.
I mean, a general manager says that. A person in football says that to somebody not in football to try and say, like, I know more than you about it. Which he does. He does know more about building a roster than I do. I wouldn't even dispute that. Again, don't let the bigger lie be told here that we were all hyped up about receiver. We had spent the previous 20 minutes talking about the defensive backs and the mix at nickel and how they could build their back seven with Trey White and their draft picks. And so, like, it's almost like, whatever, everyone's having an argument that wasn't being had.
Right. And then quickly on that fantasy, like what Russ even said there, like, he thinks it's not fantasy where it's all quarterbacks and wide receivers. He thinks his wide receivers are good enough. So what, then he does, so you're saying then he cares about fantasy? Because he thinks his receivers are good? Like, that's where, like, that point being interjected into all of this just does not make sense to me.
I think Shakir's pretty good. I think Coleman has a real chance to be pretty good. I think Josh Palmer's pretty good. Like, these guys are good players.
Right.
A lot of teams have...
See, the point there would be is if, oh, you only care about fantasy, it's okay if their receivers are bad. That would be the point that coincides with fantasy. You only want them to have good receivers because of fantasy. It's okay to have underwhelming receivers. That would be the point. Not that, oh no, they believe their receivers are great. If their receivers are great, then that's good for fantasy. Just doesn't add, all that doesn't line up.
Yeah.
It's not even worth anything to me in this conversation. It's not worth anything to me about it.
Right. 803-0550. It is kind of, I don't know what we're yelling about kind of moment.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know what we're yelling about. We weren't taking the draft apart. All right. We got to get a break in. All right. You can give us a ring. Sal's coming up with the Extra Point Show. I would imagine that, you know, he's going to get into this quite a bit. I'm sure the afternoon show will. I'm still kind of just like, wow. All right.
Same.
All right. Extendo Sports and then the Extra Point Show coming up.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, wrapping things up. What else happened in this draft? The Jags got Travis Hunter. The Browns and Shedeur Sanders' slide was wild. The
Patriots got a running back I like.
Trevion Henderson. Yep.
I like that for them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a great story. Let me read you this story from their selection of Will Campbell, their offensive lineman that went early, fourth, right?
Yep.
So in his private workout with Mike Vrabel, Will Campbell squared up and, like, blocked Vrabel. And Vrabel said to him, Ben Volin has the story, Mike Vrabel showed up to Will Campbell's workout with his own blocking pad, and he told Campbell to not go easy on him. Will's like, are you sure? And Vrabel said, if you don't, I don't like you. So, yeah. Just That's this league. Vrabel with a pad being like, you better bring your best right now. You show me what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth overall offensive tackle hitting Mike Vrabel. So they get their tackle. And he also said, Campbell had a quote, like the kind of quote where, if you're a Patriots fan, you're going to eat this up.
Yeah.
That when he was asked about, like, what are you going to do? How's it going to be, like, protecting Drake May? He said something to the effect of, I'm going to die for him.
Yeah, I saw
which
that.
Is pretty cool.
That was good.
So, Sal, come on in.
The other thing while Sal's walking in here that happened in the draft is the Steelers didn't pick a quarterback. Well, until Will Howard, right? Like, yeah, late.
We're waiting on.
So they're waiting on Rodgers.
Rodgers. I think it'll happen. Rodgers.
Yeah, I would assume so too.
So Sal, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. What are you guys going to talk about? The draft, of course, but
I mean, yeah.
He's going to talk about Liverpool winning the Premier League for a year, so, or for an hour.
I've had a show planned, and I know this whole thing started this morning, and you know we're going to have people that are going to want to talk about all of it, no doubt. But you know, to me, it's about the guys they are bringing in, mm-hmm. the guys they did bring in, how they fit. And anything that they need to still do is obviously still out there and what they can do. But that's why I've reached out to a Kentucky reporter, the same one we had last week when they drafted
Max Harrison.
He's coming back on to talk about Deion Walker. And I also have a guy from South Carolina coming on to talk about TJ Sanders. I spoke with Pete Lembo about him. He coached him at South Carolina, TJ Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that. And at 10:30, I'm going to have Sal Marana on to kind of recap the draft and talk a little baseball as well in the summer. But, you know, we'll focus on the draft mostly. But,
yep.
you know, we just thought a little bit, it's time. We're getting to that time period. But we got all bases covered. I mean, listen, I think that there is definitely a argument to understand why anybody would think the Bills would want to and need to still add to their wide receiver group. But you guys also know, as I've been telling you for a while, like, they're comfortable with who they have. And their results have spoke for themselves. And that's how they view it right now. And that's mm-hmm. what Brandon Bean made very clear to you.
All right.
So.
And they might add Elijah Moore, which is exactly,
that's interesting.
Which
what's
exactly
so funny
what I've been hoping for.
That I saw that Elijah
that's
Moore
all
was,
I've been hoping for.
And like I said earlier,
he's the guy they need, too. Like, speed and separation.
I think that's the kind of guy I think that you could bring in later, but maybe it's earlier than I anticipated. You made a great point earlier, and I look, too. It's so funny you said Claypool was on May 3rd.
Yeah.
And then MVS May 14th. Because I actually looked back at the same thing at the same time you were looking at and said, you know what? Yeah, you'll see. A lot of times you wait for the dust to settle in the draft. You say, where do we still need to add? And,
right.
you know, that's something. I would still caution anybody against, if you go and bring in a guy, though, whether it's Elijah Moore or anybody, mm-hmm. that suddenly he's just walking in and being a top four receiver on this team.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, if he were to even sign, I think I would admit he'd be fifth. Although it is, maybe it's a little bit higher rating than like Claypool and MVS because he just had, it wasn't a great season, but he got the ball. You know, mm-hmm. like he had more targets last year than Shakir did. Like he would have led, he wouldn't have led the Bills if he was on the Bills, but he had 103 targets 1 year ago and 100 before that. So, right. But to your point, if he were to come here, I wouldn't expect him to come near that number. So,
all right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. We are on at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Cheers.